produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome, my precious family, once again. You are listening to Finding My Way, the most entertained, uplifting, and the most motivational radio station. And I'm glad that you have joined us. I am so excited today because I have a very special woman with me that I'm going to interview. But I'm also a bit nervous. Nervous because she's a professional in radio. You'll get to know what I'm talking about. And hear me trying to do this interview with a professional. But anyway, let me not keep you. Let me introduce you to Amanda Mashaka. Now, I'm an Indian, so you must forgive me if I'm going to mispronounce this, but she will pronounce it Bera. Okay, so this is who Amanda Mashaka is. Amanda Mashaka is a founder of Woman of God Africa. You see, we don't limit ourselves. It's an outreach ministry that preaches the gospel and help in the care of orphans, widows, and the poor. Wow, that's so powerful. I mean, that alone tells us what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. She's a graduate of Rhema Bible College, passionate about preaching Jesus. And because of this passion started under which she conducts ministry tours, I'm going to be in one of those, Bible study, and help lead people to the purpose, empowering them to live their lives by design. She is a minister of the gospel and a media personality. You see why I'm so nervous? I have a media professional in front of me. She produces and presents Living a Life by Design on Channel Africa, which she'll tell you more about it, SABC's international radio station.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Roxanne, for inviting me. It is such an honor for me to be with you on your show. And thank you for the opportunity. I believe that it's going to touch other people's lives. And what a blessing it is to have a platform like this.
Now, can you hear how professionally she talks? Not like me. But anyway, Amanda, it's such an honor to be here with you. I know you for so, so very long, and I'm very excited to have you on board. And one of the things I like about Amanda, for those of you listening, that she loves people. Wherever she is, she just loves people. You don't have to be in high profile. You don't have to have a doctrine or a status. If you love God, that's more than enough for her. And that's what I'm drawn to her. So Amanda, as we know that this is called the Who Told You radio station, right? So now, I spoke a little about who you are right now. But for someone who's listening and thinking, okay, oh, well, she's a media person. Well, I'm not like that. But I want to know, who were you? Take us back to some time where, was any time in your life where there was pain, where there was frustration, where there was anger, sadness? I want to know who you was first before we go to who as God has designed you.
Once again, thank you for the opportunity to share my story. Of course, there's been a lot of pain in my life. Where it all started is when I was about 3, I became aware that I only have one parent, my mother. And I learned that my father passed away when I was very little. He was a policeman and passed away in the line of duty in a car accident. For me, that was already showing that there's something that is not okay. I see other kids have both parents, and here I am. I have only one parent, and she was not even doing, you know, prestigious jobs. She was doing menial jobs, so there wasn't enough for her to raise us I'm saying us because it was myself and my brother at the time. And so she had to make a decision to send us to our grandmother. So I wasn't raised by my mother. I was raised by my grandmother. And when we went there, we found out that there were other kids as well, our cousins.
Okay, so Amanda, you mentioned that you was not raised by your mother. Now, I know you're the mother today. Just on that spot alone, what would you, how do you feel as a mother not being raised by a mother? I mean, what would you have wanted your mother to do then that she did not do now?
I would have loved for my mother to have kept us with her. And of course, then she didn't know. She thought she was doing what was best for us. But as a mother now, I know that it doesn't matter what the situation I find myself in, I need to be with my children. My children are not going to remember the difficulty that they had that much more than the pain of not having their mother with them. So for me, that was very important.
But now when I look at you, I mean, no one would say that you grew up without a mother. I take it maybe that's where the glory of God comes in. So, okay, so your father passed away. Wow, I didn't know your father was a policeman. Sure. So you're the dangerous person. You were the one that we was not supposed to interfere with. Okay. So let's fast forward. Take us further on. When and how, if possible, did you realize that you were born for something greater than what life gave you at that point in time?
Since I was raised by my grand, there were a lot of us in that small household. There was a lot of poverty and lack. So we would go to bed hungry. We would wonder why us, you know, and things were tough. Life was tough. And I didn't know why it had to happen to me. But when I graduated from varsity and was trying to find my way to check what is it that I'm called to do, I realized that I have this compassion for people that are without. And I believe that's when God showed me that, remember what you went through. It was for this cause. I wouldn't have had a heart to have a ministry that takes care of the poor, the orphans, because I became one later on. My mother passed away. And, you know, just looking out for people that are in pain, had it not been for the pain that I went through, for the lack and the poverty that I experienced, I wouldn't have had a heart to start a ministry that cares for people.
Now, you mentioned that you're kind of an orphan. So how did being an orphan, if you want to put it that way, how did this affect growing up in your teenage life, growing up into adulthood? Did it have an effect? Did at any point in your life you felt like, you know what, you was abandoned and you perhaps, let's put it this way, you perhaps deserved it? How did not having your parents affected your teenage life growing up?
Looking back now, I say it was the grace of God that shaped me. Because for some reason, little as I was, I grew this resilience and this fighting spirit. And I knew that I was on my own. And so I had to make it happen. I had to be strong. I had to fight. If I want something, I have to fight for it. I have to be determined, you know. And so I was so driven. I was such a go-getter. If I was in pain, I knew that there was nobody that I was going to talk to. I had to just deal with it. So it taught me to be so strong. And right now, I believe it's not such a good trait as such, because my husband would comment and say, you know, it's like, you don't reach out to anyone. You want to carry, you know, whatever burden that you have. It's okay to talk. I said, I grew up like this. So it gave me that thick skin. But I don't think if it wasn't, you know, for the grace of God, I would have been able to stand like that on my own.
I like that you mentioned your husband. So from what I can understand, God used your husband to bring out the gifts and talents within you. I wish it was a marriage seminar we're talking about. Tell me a little more about your husband. What or how did he impact your life? Because from what I know, because those of you that's listening don't know who you are, but I can see, when I see both of you, I see the glory of God. I see how you support each other. What brought about that? How did that, from an being an orphanage, being not loved. Now you, when I see your guys, you'll have so much of love for each other. How did, and first of all, what is his name? We all want to know what's his name. And how did he impact you? And what would you say to a husband out there who is listening how to support their wife?
So I'm married to Thabo Matshaka, wonderful, wonderful man that God has blessed me with. He found me already in the career that I'm in and already starting in ministry. And it was important for him to not now try to change the direction that God was setting me on. And so he became that force that is behind me and pushing me forward and making sure that I excel in what I do through prayer, because he always makes sure that he prays for me, he covers me, and it's important for me to make sure that I have his covering whenever I go out and do something. I never ever do something that I know that he is not supporting. So same applies with him. I know that he's a driven person. He's an ambitious person. Yes, we're in the same field, we're in the media industry, but we are two different personalities. He's outspoken. He's outgoing. I'm a little bit, you know, reserved. So I allow him to be, and he allows me to be. That's how we support each other.
Wow, that is so inspirational. Now, I got excited because when I hear about marriages, I get very excited. So forgive me. Let me take you back now. Okay, so we're talking about when you got orphanage, your father passed away. So let's go to the question, when and where did you perhaps find God, if that's the question? Or when and where did you realize that you know that God has something better for you? When did your life transform into what you've become now? Meaning that now you were a powerful prayer warrior, now you're a powerful spiritual woman. Some point in your life, when did that happen?
I was raised by a prayerful grandmother. She loved the Lord with all her heart. And I always say that if there's anything that I'm so grateful for that I was raised by her, is the fact that she instilled the love of God in me. Because that then came back when I was at varsity, and there was a Christian movement that I became part of. And that's when I gave my life to the Lord. And that's when my passion for the work of the Lord also grew. And ever since, I have been walking in this journey, and it's been so rewarding, so fulfilling. And when I look back, I know that it is because of that praying grandmother and those values that she instilled in me.
So is it safe to say that who told you? So let's ask the question. So who told you that an orphan who found love in a man of God, who told you that an orphan cannot find love? You know, and I go back to who told you. So now let's go back. We have an understanding of who you was and what the pain that you went through. Now, Amanda, tell us who you are now. So in other words, who told you that that little girl won't be? Who are you now? Who is Amanda today?
I'll say that who told you that a little girl that found herself growing up in a village that was so backward, in poverty, in lack, wouldn't today be someone who is an award-winning radio presenter?
Wow, praise God.
Who told you that a young girl that had no textbooks at varsity, that would go to bed without food, that had no one at her graduation, that today would stand on platforms applauded by many?
Wow.
So yes, family, who told you that you cannot be good enough? Who told you that God cannot take a nobody and elevate into somebody? Here am I standing in front of such a gorgeous woman, such a powerful woman, from an orphanage to now a platform, from an orphanage to now, I mean, her diary is like so fully booked. I need to give her advance to come and be here. But a very interesting question. Who told you that you cannot be what God has ordained you to be? So, Amanda, you are very much into media. Tell me more about, I believe that you now have something on TV. So tell us more about it. What's it called? And why did you start it? And what's your aim for starting it?
So right at the height of my radio career as a newsreader, God called me and said that I should leave it all and go to Bible college. And I didn't understand. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I had dreams that I'd be on radio one day and all of this and all of that. And God said, but you know what? What you did was to define yourself according to what you were doing. You never asked and checked with me, what is it that I brought you on this earth for? So you need to have your priorities right. Mm-hmm. So I had to obey. But it was very important for me to first find peace. Mm-hmm. And God gave me that peace that I can leave my job and then go to pursue my studies at Bible College for 3 years. That was the most difficult time of my life, so to speak, because now I had a family, I had kids and a husband. And here we were parting with income that was sustaining us. And little did we know that that was going to affect us so, so much to a point that we found ourselves homeless. But if God said to do it, you don't question, you do it. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that it's going to put us in that kind of a situation. But God was faithful to take us out. Now, during the time that we were going through such difficult times, mm-hmm. God said, I'm going to send you mm-hmm. so that you can speak to people. It's a lot of people that have been doing what you're doing, mm-hmm. defining themselves by their vocations or the things that they wanted to do themselves without asking me what is it that I want them to do. And that's how Living Life by Design came about.
So it's called
Living Life by Design,
wow.
meaning the design that God intended for you.
Okay.
And so this is a platform where people who are living their life by purpose are talking to our audiences to share their stories of how they discovered their purpose.
Wow.
So you realize that people will find some commonalities in those stories and some courage to actually go back and ask the maker, what is it that you want me to do? And be able to trace the direction that God wants them to take. Because most of the time it's found in the pain that you suffered.
Yes.
It's found in the passion that you have.
Yes.
It's found in the thing that irritates you the most that you want to change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it came about.
Now, Amanda, you mentioned that you're in radio as well as TV. Now, I'm trying to get to the point where if somebody's listening out there, especially an orphan, who have you interviewed? I mean, you've interviewed high-profile people. So I'm trying to say that even though you were an orphan, no one even knew you or recognized you, but here you are today interviewing high-profile people. Who are the high-profile people that you mentioned? So I'm trying to say that, you know what, it doesn't matter where you come from. God will align you with who He wants to align you. Who are the high-profile? Can you just give us some names who you have interviewed so far?
I've had the privilege of interviewing prestigious business women, Phuthuma Hanging Letabengwa. She's a well-known, celebrated businesswoman. She's served our current president in South Africa. She was the director of that company. And beauty queens that have come on the show to share. And again, you look at them, you don't know that there's a story behind that, you know, can help other people to know that their situation is not going to end in pain. It's going to change. I've interviewed doctors.
Wow.
And there's the new Miss South Africa is coming on the show. So there's so much that is happening. And again, we go back to the question,
who told you
that you wouldn't get to this position?
Amen.
Back in the days when you found yourself in that little village where you had no running water, no toilets, nothing. Who told you that you wouldn't be where you are today?
Powerful.
I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged. Can you hear how powerful this woman is? Who told you that God cannot take a nobody again and elevate them into somebody? So, Amanda, for someone who's listening who wants to perhaps get in contact with you, can you tell us what do you offer? I want to know what do you offer? Like, are you receiving invitations? Can you receive invitations for women's conference or the Sunday morning service? What can you offer to the public and where can we contact you?
God has been using me in the area of speaking to people and encouraging them to pursue their purpose in line with the show that He has given me. And again, I've been invited to speak on platforms where I share, either it's a women's conference or it's a church, and I'm passionate about sharing Jesus. I go and do revivals as the Lord sends me, and also been given the job of being a counselor, something that I do when God sends someone my way. And I'm found on all social media platforms. I'm available on Facebook. It's Amanda Machaka. I'll spell the surname. It's M-A-T-S-H-A-K-A. I'll repeat, M-A-T-S-H-A-K-A. And on Twitter, it's Amanda Machaka, at Amanda Machaka. And on Instagram at Lady Amanda Machaka. And my contact details is that if you're in South Africa, it's 079-831-8759, 079-831-8759. And if you're calling from outside South Africa, it's +27 79 831 8759.
Now, Amanda, I know that you have an upcoming event in September. So can you just tell us briefly what's it about? And if people want to come, how much is the tickets and where can they buy the tickets? Just give us a brief of what we can expect. And remember, September 21, if I'm not mistaken. So can you just go through that with us quickly?
Women of God Africa, the ministry that I have a privilege of leading, is having its final annual gathering, year five. God said we're stopping at five. So it's very important for us. It's called Full Circle. We believe we've come full circle. Tickets are going for 250 rand, including lunch. We have phenomenal speakers that will be coming. And it's taking place in Sandton on the 21st of September. We're starting at 10. And the speakers, it's Theodora Mugetsi, myself. I'll be speaking there, Pastor Ndibo. And we also have Miss Ziki Ngoco, a phenomenal businesswoman who also loves the Lord. There will be praise and worship as well.
Wow, if you are here in Johannesburg, it is definitely an event not to be missed. I know because I was one of the speakers some time ago. It's an awesome gathering. If you want to know Africa at its best, I invite you to come at the Women of Africa, because there you see all different types of Africa people, including myself being an Indian. So Amanda, for someone who's listening out there, or somebody who wasn't in the position that you were as far as orphan is concerned, somebody who's lost hope, who's lost peace because of what the situation, you mentioned poverty as well. For somebody who's perhaps living in that state, what advice would you give them? And if possible, what scripture do you hold on when the devil takes you back to who you were? What scripture can you encourage us with today?
I find courage in Jeremiah 29:11, where God tells us that he knows the plans that he has for us to give us a hope and a future. I would say to someone who finds themselves in a very difficult situation right now that never lose hope. Never lose hope. Your story is about to change. It might not look like it right now, but it's definitely going to change. Check who do you have your hope in? Because if your hope is not in God, then it's not in the right place. Have hope in God. That's what kept me going. As a little girl, that's what kept me going. Even now, as a grown woman, that's what keeps me going. And this is the hope that we share with other people. When you go and minister to those people that find themselves in the same situation that I was in those years back. So I'll say Jeremiah 29:11.
How powerful is that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. And it's interesting that the scripture says, for I know the plans I have for you. And it says, saith the Lord. So it's not your situation that has plans for you. It's not your circumstances. It's not your mother-in-law. It's not even your enemies. It's the scripture says it ends, saith the Lord. We tend to read the first part of the scripture and we end it with our own thoughts saying, oh, said my circumstances. Oh, said my situation. Oh, said my poverty. But the scripture says, for I know the plans I have for you, which is fine. Said who? Said the Lord. Wow, that is so powerful. Amanda, you have just enlightened me. Thank you. You have encouraged me always. Whenever I speak to you, you always have a smile. You are the most motivational speaker I know for sure. That's why I wanted you to be on the show. So I'm going to ask you to close in prayer for us. I want you to close in prayer for that someone who's out there who's saying, Amanda, please pray for me. Please, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I need prayer to help me to come to a point like how you said, you know what, enough is enough. I had enough. And today I'm going to stand and say, Lord, here am I. Use me. I want you to pray for us.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this platform, mighty God, that we can touch the lives of your people, mighty God, in the different corners of the world that they are in right now. Mighty God, I pray that you will touch people, Heavenly Father, who find themselves in hopeless and helpless situation. Thank you, Father, that our help is found in you, mighty God. Lord, I pray right now that your people will lift up their eyes, mighty God. That person right now that's feeling suicidal because of their situation, that they will lift up their eyes and look up to the hills where their help comes from, because their help comes from the Lord. Mighty God, you never created any mistakes, Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, I pray right now for a person that finds themselves stripped of courage, that you will build them up, mighty God, that they'll find their courage in you. You said in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And so I'm encouraging you right now, wherever you are, to find your hope in God. He is right there with you. Amen. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Take courage and know that your story is about to change. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amanda, thank you so much. Thank you for making the time to be with us. I know you have a hectic schedule, but for those of you that's listening, I urge you and encourage you, do invite her for your next conference. You won't be disappointed. I want to thank you again for being here, and lots of love to your husband. What a powerful man. I know him as well. You also have kids. So how many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls. We are so blessed. And thank you so much for inviting me. It's been such an honor.
Wow, she has 4 kids, but she must look at a hot body. She is good for 4 kids. Yes, family, you are listening to Finding My Way. I want to thank you again, and I pray that this message has inspired you. This is Pastor Roxanne signing off from Johannesburg, live in South Africa. Until we meet again, shalom.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.